for perfect health. So what I'd like you to do is take a mental photograph of each page, rapidly and unconsciously turning the pages and photographing them. Turn the page, turn the page, rapidly and unconsciously memorizing each page. Turn the page, turning the page, memorizing each and every perfect setting for you for perfect health. And as your unconscious mind continues to turn the pages, I'd like to talk directly to your unconscious. You're unconscious right now, that's right. If your conscious mind wants to listen in, it may. Or it may just wish to continue photographing the pages. Turn the page, turn the page. Each and every day, in every way, you're moving toward your ideal weight. It's something that's important to you now in your life. In fact, feel the level of importance rising in your body. It is important. It's important to have health and vitality and energy, and it's something that you're committed to. Hear the voices deep within congratulating you on your commitment. Hear those voices congratulating you. Because you're taking your life in a powerful direction, and you realize now the importance of energy and vitality. You know that they are very important. Energy and vitality hold vital importance, do you know? That's right. Very good. Very good. I'd like you to imagine yourself now in Hawaii on the beach wearing that new pink bikini. That's right. And Jan's there as well as your new partners and friends. Just imagine playing in all the space. You notice that there's new clothes in there now. That's right. Perhaps you could even imagine yourself waltzing in Europe with somebody new, somebody you're dating. And notice how good it feels to dance. Because it's like you've stepped into a new type of world. It's like it's another lifetime. It's like the problems of the past are almost like a past life. Because you're living a new life, a life with energy and vitality, and you're waltzing and you're dancing. And you notice that the energy that you're displaying on the dance floor is an energy that pervades all of your life. And you realize now that you're dancing the dance that you were always destined to dance. I'd like to suggest that from now on, before you eat, you will do an unconscious mental check. You will gauge your level of hunger on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being starving and 10 being stuffed. You'll do this at the unconscious level. You will stop eating at 6 or 7 from now on. You will stop eating at 6 or 7. So from now on, as you move into the future, you'll do an unconscious check. You'll simply gauge how hungry you are on the scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being starving and 10 being stuffed. Your unconscious mind will automatically stop you at 6 or 7 from this point forward. So whenever you eat in the future, you do a mental check. You'll gauge your level of hunger on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being starving and 10 being stuffed. You will stop eating at 6 or 7 from now on. You'll stop eating at 6 or 7. Very good. I'd like to suggest as well that any of the cravings that you once had for foods that no longer serve you are evaporating like water on a hot sunny day, disappearing, going, gone. They're being replaced by desires for those foods that work well for you, that will give you more energy and more vitality. In fact, as you go out into the world, you now look at food in a different way. You say, Is this going to give me more energy or less energy? Is this going to make me feel more alive or less alive? If it takes away energy or holds you back or makes you heavy, you pass on that. You let it go. You move toward those futures, toward those foods, that give you more energy, that make you feel more alive. So you've abandoned the desire that food for foods that hold you back or slow you down or clog you up. Instead, you're looking toward foods that give you more energy and make you feel more alive. You no longer, any of the old desires for those foods that slowed you down or held you back or clogged you up, they're gone. It's evaporating. Feel it evaporating. Feel the shift happening in your body right now. All those desires disappearing. And in their place is a new desire. A desire to move toward those foods that give you energy, more vitality, and make you feel alive. Very good. I want you to imagine yourself now standing in front of a full-length mirror, looking in at the image of the perfect you, that ideal you, weighing your ideal weight. And as you look in at that image of the ideal you, weighing your ideal weight, you look at that image and you realize that that image knows something that you don't know, has some sort of knowledge that you'd like to have. Because there's something else that she has as well. She seems to have a sense of confidence. And gosh, it's kind of that, you know, the confidence that you say, wow, I wish I could just have a piece of that. Because if I had a piece of that confidence, I could be more, I could do more, I could have more. And as you look in at that image of the ideal you, you seem to be touched with a desire and a willingness to raise your hands, the flats of your palms up to the mirror. And as you do, the image seems to mirror you and raise its hands as well to touch the flats of the palms, flats with your, flat with yours. And just then, the image leans forward and the image says, hey, let me tell you a secret. It's the secret for perfect health. And the secret for weighing your ideal weight. You see, most people think that one day, when they weigh their ideal weight, then they'll allow themselves to feel those feelings of self-confidence, self-pride, self-joy, and self-love, and self-esteem that they so desire. But here's the secret. And the secret for perfect health, and the secret for weighing your ideal weight. It's only once you've allowed yourself to feel those feelings of self-confidence, self-esteem, self-pride, joy, and self-worth that you'll weigh your ideal weight. You see, the outer you is nothing but a reflection of the inner you. And as the image of the perfect you says this, you seem to be touched with a desire and a willingness to step forward and embrace the image. And the image steps forward and embraces you as well. And the two of you seem to be surrounded by a whirlwind of color and sound that begins to swirl up from the base of your feet all the way around your body, swirling, encompassing you both in a whirlwind of color and sound, a whirlwind of emotion, of love, self-esteem, self-pride, joy, and self-worth swirling around you. And you bring the image right inside. Bring the image right inside and realize now that that is you. That is you. Feel those feelings rising up in your body. The self-confidence, the self-esteem, the self-worth, the self-pride, the love, the joy. Find yourself now back in the control room of your body, turning the last few pages. Turn the page. Turn the page. Turn the page. As you close the book, you seem to be touched with a desire and a willingness to rapidly move around the room, resetting all the dials and levers and switches. Just go over to the one that says active metabolism. Just turn it right up. Go over to the one that says energy. Jack it right up to the top. Go over to the one that says self-confidence and just turn it right all the way up. Rapidly and unconsciously resetting all the dials and levers and switches in the room to the perfect settings for you for perfect health. That's right. Very good. Now in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 5. As I count from 1 to 5, you'll awaken 20% each way. With each count, you'll lock these suggestions deep at the unconscious level in such a way that they can change your behavior in the future, perhaps without your even having to think about it. Haven't you already begun to wonder what your life will be like having made this change now? 1, beginning to come back now. 2, excited to look at the world through new eyes. 3, feeling a sense of vitality and alertness returning to your body. 4, coming all the way back up now. And 5, feeling wonderfully refreshed, wide awake. Wonderfully refreshed, wide awake. Welcome back. Give her a hand. How do you feel?
Pretty good.
Well done. One more time. Big round of applause. Yay! Thank you so much for coming up. Yeah, it's kind of nice, huh? Is that cool? Good stuff. Right on. Well done. Yeah, that's okay. What questions do you have? Any questions? Oh, you were going too. That's all right. So what we'll do when we come back is I'll go over just a couple of pieces of what I did. We'll break it. We're going to take a break here in a second. We'll go over just a few pieces of what I did on the therapy side in terms of that, and then we're going to break up it with partners, and we'll actually go through the Elman induction and do hypnosis with one another with the Elman induction. Let's do it. 15-minute break starts now. Ready, go.